This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Oh my, when Jesus ascended into heaven, he said, if I go away, I will come again. But so often, too many people don't really realize there are two stages to that coming again. We'll talk about that in a moment. Here you see, Christ is coming again. I love that picture. The Lord returning on the white horse. This is Jack's book, Coming Soon, Earth's Golden Age. And he talks about how the Lord comes to the earth, and really, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth takes place. Now, I'm going to ask him if he'll just quickly explain to us that those two stages, kind of put it in your mind, because we need to be relying on that today. It's good news.
The first stage is the rapture. And 7 years later is the revelation or the revealing of Christ to the world because he comes to earth to set up his kingdom. Let's discover what the Bible has to say about the rapture first of all. It's the literal, visible, bodily coming of Christ in the clouds to snatch out of this world all believers, the dead and the living, who were in Christ because they had been born again. And that's Revelation 4:1 when he says, come up hither. Now, there are those skeptics today who say, you can't find the word rapture in the Bible. Why should I believe it? Ah, but one can. And that's in the Latin Vulgate by St. Jerome of the Catholic Church. When he gets the 1 Thessalonians 4:16 where it says caught up, he has the word rapiomort, raptured. So it is there. Now, let's see what the Bible has to say in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 18. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I had an old Scotch pastor. And he said things that really made me laugh as a teenager. He says, the reason that the dead rise first is because they have 6 feet farther to come. And then he would talk about cold Christians. You know, we used to quote the Bible in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Many are called, but few are chosen. Now the new version says, many are cold and a few are frozen. And I like this little thing. Some churches are so cold today, they call them First Church of the Deep Freeze, pastored by Dr. Jack Frost. And these are the guys that are always poo-pooing the book of Revelation, though they know nothing about it. I have done, as you know, a coded version of the book of Revelation. There are 10,385 verses about Christ's return, one out of every four in this book, and yet you'll never hear these birds preaching about it. Instead, they depict 2 Peter 3:3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. I'll tell you, Mr. Rogers, get your head out of the sand and open your eyes and get into the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel and many of the writings of Paul, and you'll find out that the coming of the Lord is right at the door. Now, that is the rapture. 7 years later, Christ returns to the earth with those he raptured. You say, why is that? Because the 7-year period of tribulation mentioned in Revelation chapter 6 to 18 depicts 21 different judgments, 7 seal, 7 trumpet, and 7 bowl. What does that mean? Every time there is a seal broken, a judgment falls. Every time a trumpet is blown, another. And every time a bowl is tipped, 21 judgments. It's going to be a terrible time. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And that's, of course, Jeremiah 30, verse 7. Daniel 12, 1, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation at that time. Jesus said in Matthew 24, 21, for then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be again. And folks, that's just ahead of us. Now, they've been raptured. The marriage supper has taken place in heaven. You see, we believe we are the bride of Christ, and He didn't want us to go through that horrible seven-year period because we are going to be married to Him. And that's Revelation 19, verse 7. And it tells us how we are to rejoice and be glad, for the great hour is come, the marriage of Christ and His church. Now, because we're married to Him, and it happened during that seven-year period while we were vacated from the earth, we return for the honeymoon here on earth. You know we're not going to live in heaven forever. Heaven is going to be transferred to earth, and there's going to be the holy city descending in Revelation chapters 21 and 22, and we're going to live in that holy city, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, and 1,500 miles high. It will take care of every human being who's ever been born on earth a number of times, so it's plenty big. And we live there, and we travel to earth because we'll be able to fly as fast as we can think in these new glorified bodies. But the one thing that's going to happen then is Revelation 21:4. It's going to be such a wonderful place. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. We're now living with the great physician, our wonderful Savior here on earth. It's going to be a time of health, Isaiah 35, verses 5 and 6, and just the greatest time we've ever known. And it is called the millennial reign of Christ. His revelation is revealing earth. He comes on that white horse, Revelation 19:11. And the armies in heaven follow Him, verse 14. He comes as the King of the kings and Lord of the lords, verse 16, to rule and reign for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. And after He's recommissioned, 1 Corinthians 15, 24 to 28, we rule with Him here on earth, terra firma, forever and forever and forever, Revelation 11, 15, and Luke 1, verses 32 and 33.
Ooh, Jack, that was great. You know,
it's a bird's eye view of the book of Revelation.
Right. We could almost give an invitation right now to open your heart to the Lord, because we want to be with the Lord when He calls His saints home. And then when He comes back to earth 7 years later, how wonderful to have that blessed hope in Him.
And it's going to be a great day of victory.
Would that be a wonderful time when Jesus returns and for the first time ever, He sets up peace for 1,000 years here on earth. But are you ready for the rapture? If the Lord comes at any moment, is He your Savior? Are there things in your life you really need to get rid of? Maybe you have accepted Him as Savior, but you're not really living for Him. We need to be looking for that blessed hope every single day. Jack, would you please lead us in that wonderful prayer of invitation to be a Christian?
You know what this book says? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. No ifs, ands, or buts. Look at me and pray this. Lord Jesus, thank You for dying that horrendous death out of love for me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, that precious blood You shed that day was to cleanse me personally. And I want to lay all my sin on You right now because You bore it in Your body. Lord Jesus, I trust in You now. I believe in You. Jesus, come into my heart and save me in Your holy, holy name. I pray this. Amen.
Amen. The greatest prayer that you could ever pray, I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. Never forget the day I did. If you did, there's my address. Write to me. I'll be happy to send you this little booklet absolutely free, First Steps in a New Direction. Write to me. Friends, let me just close with this wonderful saying. You'll never get a busy signal on the prayer line to heaven. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.